Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ahoy, hoy! Welcome, listeners, to the new Flat Slam. This is just a reminder to say, please donate. We give a good chunk of our time to make sure the Flat Slams are up to standard. And it would be lovely if you would like to repay our time with a donation. We have an address. It is comedy.co.uk/PFS/donate. Thank you so much for your donation so far. Right. On with the show. It's time to join Matthew and Ben and Tom for another Flatshare Slamdown.
Tom, Ben.
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it, you nasty little prick?
Firstly, you can change that attitude. For starters.
I'm really sorry, actually, that just kind of came out.
Because...
Gosh.
I mean, actually, there's not a word in it I disagree with. I am a nasty little prick, but let the audience find that out for themselves over the course of the hour.
Yeah.
What about you, Tom?
Yeah, I think you're terrible.
Thank you. You think I'm a terrible?
I think you're a terrible.
Oh, God. I almost feel worse about you thinking I'm a terrible. I think you're a terrible. So listen, anyway, one of you guys has got to change the fuse.
What? It's not going to be me. I refuse. I've got it in. Got it in early.
Oh, I've got it about five times in the script as well, so don't you worry about that. If they enjoyed it now, they're going to love it the sixth time round. Clarky, what about you?
And I'm not going to do it either.
Well, there's only one way to solve this.
Ready on.
We're going to have a...
Flatshare Slamdown.
Hello and welcome to a very special Flatshare Slamdown. This is the panel show that says, for five long years, I thought you were my man, but I found out I'm just a link in your chain. Now you tell me to leave you alone. My father says, come on home. My doctor says, take it easy. But your loving is just too strong. I'm added to your chain, chain, chain. Chain, chain, chain. Chain, chain, chain. Change the fuse. I'm the host and landlord, right. Matthew Crosby.
Yes. For those of you listening at home, that was me harmonising with Matthew there.
Gorgeous,
not bad.
A gorgeous set of pipes you've got.
Thank you. I've been practicing.
Really lovely. A really beautiful falsetto in that it wasn't real.
It was false.
Yes, we are coming to you live from the Laugh Out London Festival 2018.
Whoa!
And while they're under my roof, we'll be following my rules. Let's meet the tenants, Tom Parry and Benedict Clark.
Oh, good evening, good evening, good evening.
Thank you.
What a treat.
So... Tom, why do you refuse to change the fuse?
Well, it's a terrible story, actually, about the last time I was around when a fuse went. I was drinking with my celebrity friends, Mr. Walker, the old host of Catchphrase. You probably remember him, Mr. Walker.
We remember, of course we do.
Mr. Gore.
Please tell me Mr. Chips was there as well.
No, sadly lacking.
Wasn't there.
Mr. Gore was there. You all remember Mr. Gore, the former vice president... the United States of America, and Mr. Pacino, one of my favourite actors.
Of course he was.
He was there, post-show. We were having beers. We were about to order beers. We're in the pub, and all the lights went out. So I had to send Mr. Walker and Mr. Gore to go and change the fuse. And
does anyone need a refresher on where we are in the story?
To ask Mr. Pacino to go to the bar to order the drinks. I said, Roy, Al, fuse, Al, beers. Royal Fusiliers. Royal Fusiliers.
It's in the Royal Fusiliers.
Royal Fusiliers. I mean, one guy.
Absolutely right. That's not strong.
This guy's giving me a look that can only be described as a death threat. Wowzers.
Tom,
the journey's wonderful, but the end.
Oh, it's really.
It's not about the destination.
Can I ask a question, though, Tom?
Please, no.
Okay, fair enough. Tom, have you had a stroke? And if not, could you? Is that all right?
I'm trying my best.
So, Ben, why won't you fix the electrical circuit? Is it because you simply want to jerk it?
Yes. Actually, right, I was told back in the day, I don't know who told me this, but genuinely, if a fuse goes out and you flip the switch, it goes out again, what you should do is take it out and lick the end and then put it back in and it'll work. I went a step too far when I did it and popped the whole thing in my mouth. I ended up blowing a fuse.
Ah!
Good. I mean, at least my journey's enjoyable.
Yeah.
I'll always have the journey.
But obviously, you can't change a fuse on your own. Your material is just simply not strong enough. So, who are you bringing along? Who are you bringing along to help? Tom?
Well, Matthew, the jamboree's in danger.
Oh, good Lord.
Yes, I know. The windows in the roof are dirty.
The windows on the roof?
The windows in the roof
There's
are
a word
dirty.
For that. They're called skylights.
And the jamboree.
I know. The jamboree.
So I've had to find a new window cleaner.
Oh, God.
For the jamboree. And I found the tallest comedian I know. It's Mr. Sean McLaughlin.
Sean McLaughlin's here.
Thank you.
Baby.
Yeah. Yep.
Sean, thank you for being a guest on Flatshare Slamdown.
It's fine. Sorry about the suds backstage.
That's all right. Now, listen, are you a good flatmate? What kind of a flatmate are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah?
It depends what you're into, I think.
Okay. If people are into you?
If you're into cleanliness, no.
Okay.
If you're into rent being paid on time, no. If you're into constant discussions as to whether DS9 was better than Star Trek TNG, big yes. That's what I bring to the table.
And where do you stand on that age-old debate?
I mean, actually, I'd take the coward's way out and I'd say you can't really compare them. Well, you can't because
it brings a whole new meaning to the word endless, doesn't it?
Well, DS9 was more serialised and TNG was episodic. If you ask me who had the better characters, TNG, but DS9 will probably stand the test of time. And I don't know about you, but I'm starting to get nostalgic for the Pacino joke.
I knew it.
I can't believe we peaked at the Pacino joke.
Amazing.
Ben, who have you brought along with you this week?
I've brought my dance teacher. Oh. It's Rachel Paris.
Rachel wow. Paris is here. Hey. Rachel.
Hello.
So, Rachel, are you a good flatmate? Are you a better flatmate
so.
Than Sean, do you think?
I imagine we're not far off each other in that I'm also not... I have a very high tolerance for dirt. You know, it's not that I'm like an especially like messy person. It's just that I don't really mind mess, but more to the point, I really don't mind dirt. like if something's grubby, I don't really notice or clean it. So in a sense, no, I'm not a good flatmate.
But in a sense, in a much more real sense, yes, you definitely are.
Exactly. Because... it depends on your point of view, on your pov.
So I was going to ask you, like, what's the grubbiest thing you've seen, but you literally won't be able to answer that question.
I don't see
you
just filth.
You don't see grime?
No.
Not your favourite kind of music?
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
You knew he was going
to
say it because
myself.
He went bright red, as he does as he does before all punchlines. This is...
Punchlines is very generous.
Punchlines is a strong term for what those were. Well, we have met our contestants, but let's find out if there are fuse good men and a woman as we play round one.
Look, if you're alone in your flat and all the lights go out, you have to fix it yourself. Change your fuse. Could you do it? Or would you blow it? Yo, his palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. The room's dark, he can't hold the torch too steady. He's nervous, yes, he's found the fuse cupboard already. But he's confused, it's which fuse he keeps forgetting. Is it this one or that? It's pitch black, you twat. If he could only go back to lights in the flat. You're joking now, is it 15 amps or 12? And does it go there? How does he not know that? Blackout, it's so shitty without electricity. Oh, in the dark, he knows he's not a sparky. He knows he should do it. It's his fault he blew it. He knows he's no mug. He used all the plugs. He just didn't need those extension leads. He knows he could die if sparks start to fly with hundreds of volts. All it takes is one jolt, so he prays against shocks. Unlocks the fuse
you
box.
You change the fuse yourself, cause you fused it. Abused it, you lose it. You should have never let it blow.
show. You only get one chance to let the electric flow. In the future, don't overload your socket. You change the fuse yourself, cause you fused it, abused it, you lose it, you should have never let it blow. You only get one chance to let the electric flow. In the future, don't overload your socket.
That was really good.
Yeah.
So many words in that song.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
Too many words.
Before we play round one, the promoters of the Laugh Out London Festival have asked me to big up one of the events they're curating. So tomorrow, don't miss Ramsay's Treat. Comedian Chris Ramsay will be enacting scenes from the Australian soap opera Neighbours using puppets he's fashioned out of dog biscuits. Prepare to be amazed as the lovable Geordie favours us with Harold's disappearance, Susan Kennedy's retrograde amnesia, and even Bouncer's dream, using only fishing wire, some bonios, and his inimitable wit. That's Ramsay's Treat, tomorrow at the Laugh Out London Festival. Tickets are £87.50, and the show begins at 3 a.m. Anyway, on with the game. Round one, this time, is called You Fuse, You Lose. It's a word disassociation game, the opposite of mallet's mallet, and by that, I mean, mallet's mallet was a lot of fun. I'm gonna give each team...
Oh, the cornerstone of every good birthday party, Mallet's Mallet.
I love Mallet's Mallet.
Your dad with a pillow in the back garden.
I literally only your dad did this.
Oh, right, okay.
Your dad with a pillow full of bricks. Happy birthday, son.
A real mallet.
I have absolutely no idea what any of you are talking
about. No, I
haven't. Oh, dear. Oh, no. Oh, this is what happens when you get older, isn't
it? We're so old.
So give us a cheer if you remember Mallet's Mallet. Give us a cheer if you don't. So basically, Timmy Mallet used to play a game on children's early morning.
I remember Timmy Mallet.
He played a game where he would bop people over the head with a sponge mallet.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a word association game where you mustn't pause, you mustn't hesitate, otherwise you get a bonk on the head like this or like this, look at each other and go, blah. That was basically the start of Mallet's Mallet.
It was a simpler time.
It was a simpler time before you
three. And this used to happen on your birthday. Yes. Timmy Mallet only ever did it on your birthday.
Yeah, it was a simpler time, Sean.
So anyway, it's the opposite of Mallet's Mallet. So I'm going to give each team 2 minutes to list words. Now, these words must have nothing to do with the previous word. So the other team can challenge if they think they've spotted an association. So
and if we get it wrong, you extract a mallet from our head.
That is right. Thank you for putting all those mallets inside your heads ahead of the game to do it. Yeah, yeah, we'll be pulling mallets out through your eyes.
Can I just back up? He called it Mallet's Mallet.
Yes.
I reckon he started with that and then made the game after.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Or do you think he changed his surname because of the mallet?
No, I think he was. I think he genuinely was called Timmy Mallet.
His real name was Timmy Hammers.
It was too violent a game.
Waste of time.
The teams get a point for each unchallenged word. Their opposing team gets a huge 5 points for each correct challenge. However, if I disagree with the challenge, then they lose a point. Okay, so... you can challenge by shouting the word challenge.
Great.
We're going to start with Ben and Rachel. You get to go first.
Challenge.
Who...
We're on the same team.
I mean, you're playing with each other. They're challenging you.
Oh, right, cool. Yeah.
I'm afraid that is an incorrect challenge, so you lose a point, Clarky. I'm very sorry.
Oh,
I'm very sorry.
Start as we mean to go
let's
on.
Let's not forget, I am indeed a nasty little prick. So you've lost a point already. Everything to play for.
Matthew?
Yes.
Unless challenge was his first word.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's
Ben, good call. Actually, it wasn't. No.
Okay.
No, unfortunately.
Okay, so let's let Rachel start with the first word. Your 2 minutes begins.
Barrel.
Spike.
Green.
Mickey Mouse.
Tar.
The floor!
No. Challenge!
Challenge!
Challenge.
Yes, Tom.
You put tar on the floor.
You do put tar on the floor.
Done it all my life.
That's 5 points.
Good point,
Ben.
Biro. Where am I getting this from? Amazing blue sky thinking.
Linen.
Ooh, linen.
Cloud.
Challenge.
Challenge
They're
from
both
Tom.
White. Famously both white.
They're both famously white.
What linen can be any colour?
Yeah. Not so linen. Get a cloud.
I thought you were talking about them.
Weird right. Racially charged challenge from Tom there.
Famously white.
Let's not get into this right now because this seems to happen every show. So it was a correct challenge from Tom. Carry on, Ben.
Oh, okay.
Hot.
Plinth.
Teeth.
Ben just drooled all over himself saying the word
Saying the words teeth.
Haggle.
Hammer.
Flock.
Very, very strong game playing from Rachel Paris here.
Challenge.
Flock is a drooling mess. What was your challenge?
Don't you have a flock of hammers?
No, you do not. You lose one
you
point there, Tom.
Hammers.
You lose one point.
Clearly, you've never been to a Wolverhampton birthday party. My dad would have a flock of hammers in the back garden.
Okay, 10 seconds left.
Money.
Mineral.
Challenge.
Yes.
Money and minerals fundamentally linked in this mad world we live
capitalism,
in.
Capitalism, mate. Yeah. Capitalism.
What? You could just say that think about any 2 things. You could say,
that was your 2 minutes, but if you can make this challenge, I'll let it stick. You can't just say they're fundamentally linked in this crazy world we live in. You've got to give us the reason why they're fundamentally linked. And Tom, don't help him out, because he has to learn.
Sure. Well, there's only one person who's about to be taught, my friend.
Yes.
Minerals. Yeah? Yeah? Money?
Yeah?
Come on.
No! You lose a point, Sean.
Good.
This you lose guy a point. Would be such a good housemate. Such good chat.
I tell you who had good minerals, the bloody Vulcans of Series 3.
Producer Ben, very quickly, where are we at the end of that bit? Have you totted it up?
Yes, I have. Tom and Sean have got 8 points.
Ooh.
And Ben and Rachel have got 16.
Oh, okay. Ooh, okay, yes.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
Tentative. So, Tom and Sean, it is now your turn.
Bless you.
Your 2 minutes begin now.
Cable.
Ham.
Hitler.
Mint.
Pog.
Rubber.
Challenge.
Yes.
Some pogs were made out of rubber. The
they
big
were.
Ones.
The big hero pog was made out of rubber. That is 5 points. Well done.
I never thought I'd get a round of applause for that sentence. And I've been saying it for so long.
What word are you saying? Pog?
Pog.
Well, rubber. Yeah. Not cardboard little things.
Is this eating
It is eating into the time. Okay, carry on. Sorry.
Right.
My apologies.
Bone.
Tickle.
Chair.
Fireman.
Challenge.
Whoa, whoa. Yes. Okay, go on. What's your challenge?
Chairs famously flammable.
On fire.
Ignore that.
No,
chairs
I'm
going to be.
I'm going to give it them.
Bullshit. Is this about my minerals?
This definitely is, mate. It 100% is. Deep Space Nine.
Right. I'll go first. Arsehole.
Well, I know what I'd say if I wanted to not win.
Can I tell you? Yeah. Can I say right now? He looks me straight in the eyes. He said that. Tom, you're taking this too seriously. And you're going to make yourself upset, all right? You're having a very nice time. You're ruining it. Got another 35 seconds. It's a long game.
Eczema.
Table.
Frankfurter.
Bowl.
Ah, bowl. Oh, challenge.
What?
You eat Frankfurters out of a bowl.
What the fuck is a bowl?
You've got 15 seconds left.
Slime.
Romania.
Backwards.
Whoa.
Challenge!
Whoa. Do they dare challenge?
No, I'm not.
Do you challenge that?
No, I'm not.
Do you challenge that, racist bastard?
I would dream of challenging that.
I think so.
No, retracted.
I just don't know why you said it.
Good.
Can I just tell you that wonderfully racially charged, but not racially charged, it was racially charged as well. It was a Rachel and racially charged moment. That's taken us to the end of that game. Well done, guys. What are the scores at the end?
Exciting game. Oh, it had everything.
At the end of that round. By the way, I like how dirty you guys are playing. Very Romanian. Now, Ben, producer Walker.
Hello.
Would you talk us through the points at the end of that round?
The scores. Tom and Sean have got 26 at the end of that round. Ben and Rachel have got 31.
Oh! So Ben.
What?
Ben and Rachel won that round, but will Tom and Sean be fusing for a bruising? Let's find out as we play round two. It's Flat Games.
Games!
Let's play together.
Games!
Let's play forever.
Roll the dice, spin that thing.
Put that there.
Do as you're told.
Games!
If you lose, you get nothing.
Games!
If you win, you get gold.
Gold!
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 Listen to that! That's it!
Guys.
Listen to that, Laugh Out London!
Listen to that.
Now your festival started!
That's what you want, a bunch of blokes saying gold in a monotone. So this week we're playing our version of heavyweight boxing, which we're calling heavyweight beatboxing. So one player in the team has to beatbox for a minute while the other does a rap about some heavy things.
Oh, yes.
Not just some thrown together, things. This, is it? This is actually got some heavy things.
Oh, some heavy things.
You know, like racism. Let's not talk about it now. When the beatboxer thinks they know what they're rapping about, they need to incorporate their answer seamlessly into the beat. OK, so the points for correct guesses... I mean, at this stage, points for just getting through it. points for correct guesses, fat rhymes, wicked beats, spittle control, and generally keeping the whole thing going. But before we play, the promoters have asked me to plug one of the many events at the Laugh Out London Festival. Grab your family heirlooms and come on down to Bridget's Christie's. The award-winning comedian and feminist icon will be putting down the mic and picking up her gavel as she auctions off a series of antiques. Bring your checkbook and you could be heading home with a Ming vase, some Chesterfield furniture, or even a glass ceiling. That's Bridget Christie's tomorrow at Laugh Out Loud London. Tickets are £3.49 and also include free entry into two other auctions, Jimmy's Cars and Milton Jones Under the Hammer. Right, let's get back to the game. We're going to start with Tom beatboxing and Sean rapping. Now, Sean, here are your heavy things. Don't show them. What was that? What was that? Have you just coughed up a furball? What's happened there?
It's an 8-mile reference. That's why Ben enjoyed it.
So I did.
So you're going to be...
Is that it?
Now, that's your name. All right. Then if you unfold it...
Oh.
The items are on the inside.
I briefly thought, whoa, this is meta. He's a really handsome guy. He's sitting next to you.
Okay, so you've got a minute.
Is there a list of things?
It's going to be four things you're going to try and get, okay? Okay.
What is going on over there?
Just getting ready.
Just clearing the throat. I mean, I tell you what, give him a constant rhythm. That might be easier.
I've never done that.
I mean, what about like boom, ch, boom,
oh,
boom,
there we go.
Ch, boom, boom, that sort of thing, okay?
Thanks, Grandad.
Tom?
Okay.
You be you, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's start it.
Yeah. Tom, breathe in, mate. Breathe in. For God's sake.
He's so
fucking
red.
Fucking hell, it's hard.
He's so red. Tom.
Oh, my God. That sounded like a transformer dying.
Bloody hell. Whoa. This is intense.
Tom, that was very strong, but you're going to have to do circular breathing or something because you almost died there.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Okay, I'm going to start that. I'm going to restart your time because...
Okay, thank you. Bless you.
We enjoyed it. Okay, here we go. Tom, stop. Okay.
I mean, his eyes are so wide. He looks like he's looking into the eyes of the devil. Oh yeah, I'll keep this radical. Jockeys ride me when I'm in the Grand National. I've got shoes on my hooves. You ride me if you punch
your You're a
bitch.
Horse.
Yes, that's right, he's a horse. Okay. Now then, what's in store? People riding me when they go to war. They've got a big long thing that flies things.
You're a tank?
Yes! Wanna throw something out? Wanna put it in the tip? Hire one of these, it rhymes with tip! Yes!
10 seconds.
He just said it, yeah?
Yeah, skip!
Right. I don't think... Alright. I wanna keep my food cold, I wanna keep it really cold.
Fridge!
That is your minute there. Do you know what? It was a fridge freezer, but I'm going to give you the full points because that was fantastic. So it was a horse, a tank, a skip, and a fridge freezer. I'm going to give you the full 4 points for that. But also, for the beatboxing, it's got to be a 10, hasn't it? It's got to be a 10. So can we get the iron lung to put Tom into for the... just wheel that out now. So he's giving himself the bends. Okay, next up, it's Rachel beatboxing, and we've got Ben rapping. So your list of heavy things is there, and yep. Your minute... begins now.
Oh. Fuck.
Any time now, Clarky. You've had 15 seconds.
Yes.
You put these things in, nobody knows. It's a way to wash your clothes.
I'm a washing machine.
Yeah.
Can't say wash, I'm afraid, no points. But keep going.
Okay, this next song's fucking solid. Okay.
I mean, hats off to Rachel for keeping going, really.
You walk on it across the street. It is right under your feet.
It's a pavement.
Yes.
Yeah, but...
Yes, go on.
Oh, well, okay, yeah.
Or a path.
I'm gonna take that. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I'm going to give you a bit more time because I'm really enjoying seeing Clarky sweat.
Oh, you put these out in the sea. They will collect brown stuff from underneath the Earth's crusts. Booyah!
Wicka, wicka, boom. Wicka, 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 wicka. Fishing nets.
I'm afraid the answer we were looking for was oil tanker, but that is not your fault. So,
was the answer pavement?
A paving slab. A paving slab, which I'm going to give you a point for. A washing machine, I'm afraid I'm going to give you half a point for. You said wash. And I think I'm going to give Rachel a 7 out of 10 there for the beatboxing.
That is generous.
I mean, mainly for stamina.
I've got no bars, guys. I've got no bars.
Tom, that's yours. You're going to rap for Sean now. Sean,
yeah.
Your beatboxing... How's your beatboxing, by the way? I mean, the bar's pretty low.
And I intend to limbo it.
Here we go, then. Your minute starts now.
Wicky... 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 Ah! Yeah! Well, I'm a piece of a tree, it's understood. I lie on the ground and I'm made of wood.
Wasn't listening.
I lie on the ground, I'm made of wood. Hark, what that I hear, is it bark? Yes, wrapping around where I am, lying on the ground. I fell off a tree. You know me, I might get weed on by a dog. You might refer to me as a...
log.
Yeah. I'm the biggest one of these, so don't get dark. I'm much bigger than a shark. I
whale.
Live in the sea. Yeah, you
whale.
Know me. But what
whale.
Would you do? My colour is
blue. Whale.
Yes, yes.
Fuck, yeah. I love this game.
Keep going. Two more to go.
So I'm a blacksmith. Yeah, you understand. I'm working in my shop, pound a pound. I get some metal. It's really hot. And I put it on this. It's got the lot.
Anvil.
Yeah, boy.
I'm going to let you do the last one. Go on. Let's keep going.
Okay. So, I'm walking around in my dressing robe, but I am not a wardrobe.
Sam Allardyce.
Oh, I wish I was. He's pretty heavy. I should have been England manager, but they sacked me because of a scandal. Then they got Gareth Southgate. I'm so jealous I cannot handle Big Sam. Yeah, you hear me? I'm Big Sam. I'm your number one man, Big Sam. I'm a journeyman. So many clubs you don't understand.
That was both brilliant and totally incorrect. It wasn't Sam Allardyce. We're looking for a chest of drawers, but actually, quite frankly, potato, potato, really. Okay, well, I think because we enjoyed the freestyle rap about Sam Allardyce so much, I'm going to give them another 10 points there. And, of course, we got 3 points as well, so 13 points. Well done, Rachel. There are your rapping topics, as I believe the rappers call them. I can't go on stage. I've lost my rapping topics. Chill out, Flavor Flav. You're okay. Now... Rachel, earlier on, we asked you if you were good at rapping, and you said, I'm not very good, but I do like trying.
That is what I said.
And I can't wait to see this. This is going to be fantastic. So, Rachel, your minute begins now. Clarky, will you beatbox for us, please?
I would wear these clothes in many...
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness.
If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Evil times, I'd have a sword and it would be made of metal.
Armor.
Yes! I have people in me. I'm not a car. I am public transport.
Wow. You're a train.
No! Keep going! You'd use oyster on me and I have two decks.
A bus!
Yes!
You're a bus!
I'm not a chair. I wouldn't catch on fire.
Oh my!
I'd you. What?
Keep going.
Keep going.
But
people would sit on me. I'd go so far as to say, I'm a.
This has turned into an after dinner speech. This isn't rap.
Any clues, Clarkie? I'm afraid your time is up, but I'm going to ask can you tell us what you think the answer is?
I mean, you're not a chair, but people would sit on you.
Yeah, two people.
It's a riddle.
You riddle me this!
a bench?
No, I literally said it.
She did say, I'd go so far as to say.
So far as to
say. Oh, okay.
So you're a bench!
I would go so far as
what
to bench.
What I was hoping is that you would pick up on that and you wouldn't pick up on that.
Unfortunately, you didn't know which one was the smart one, did you? In the team, but that's okay. No, it is Tom. So you got the suit of armour, you got the bus, you didn't get the sofa, and Clarkie basically had a breakdown every time I had to guess an answer. So I think we'll give you 2 points for that, and I think we're going to give you 5 points for the beatboxing. But lovely stuff.
Take it.
Lovely stuff there, but... Producer Ben, how about I drop you a beat and you give us the scores at the end of that round?
It's all change here.
Whoa! Bucket Lass in the house!
Ben and Rachel have 45 and a half. Tom and Sean have 53.
And you have another laugh. Lovely! Now it's time to give something back to our audience as our otherwise incredibly self-involved panellists put aside their own problems and solve one of yours. It is Beef Brothers!
Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share-based beef. And today's one comes from Charlotte, who I believe is in the audience. Charlotte, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Charlotte. How are you doing now? So, Charlotte writes, now this is an absolute doozy. This is a humdinger, this one. My flatmate / husband sneezes ridiculously and, in my view, unnecessarily loud.
Wow.
I'm worried I /and/or our guinea pigs will die of a heart attack. Once I had one of the pigs on my lap, he sneezed, it jumped out and smashed its head into the coffee table.
Whoa!
His brother and I have both tried to address this with him, suggesting he could try and stifle his sneezes or at least announce before he's going to do it. But he refuses. My nerves are in pieces. Please help. Well, Charlotte, let's hope we can help. Can I ask a question? Can you give me your husband's name? Is that possible? Is that all right?
Richard.
Richard. Okay. And is Richard, is he here?
He is. He's right here.
Fantastic. So, Richard, I know it's impossible to fake it, but can you give us an indication of what kind of noise you're making when it comes to sneezing?
No, it's just a reaction. It just happens.
Yeah, I know that, but come on, mate. Play along. I tell you what, go back to Charlotte. Charlotte, you do it. That's better, because he's not...
Oh,
right.
God.
Okay, so it starts with the high,
Welsh, yeah. So it's that booming voice.
All right, well, I'll tell you now that Ben and Rachel, you're on Charlotte's side. Tom and Sean,
absolutely,
you are on Richard's side.
Thank God.
But before all of that, let's have a little cross-examination. Let's start with Charlotte. We might ask Richard some questions, but he seems like a bit of a piece. So,
defamation of character, Your Honour.
What? I'm the fucking judge.
They do say that.
They do say that.
This is like Star Trek Next Generation's Encounter of Farpoint all over again.
Yeah, of course, we're all
thinking. Do you even consider Voyager?
Here we go.
Let's get into internal beef.
I consider it shit.
Great. Yes.
No, all right. It's all right.
All right. Nice back down there, yeah. Anyone got any questions for Charlotte, first of all? Yes. Richard, I apologise for calling you a bit of a piece.
Charlotte, I'm sure you're a lovely guy. This incident where you threw the guinea pig into a coffee table.
I object to that.
Let's just talk about this. You were holding the guinea pig?
Yeah, it was sitting on my lap.
Richard sneezed.
Yep.
You threw the guinea pig into a coffee table.
No, that's not what happened.
Right, okay. How many guinea pigs do you have?
Two.
Do you have to replace them often?
Not yet.
Do you throw many of your pets?
Only if I'm very angry. But...
What are these guinea pigs called?
Hester and Ivy.
And what is a guinea pig?
Yes.
It's like a cushion with eyes.
Wow. Wow.
It does tell you a lot. Do we have any questions from Ben or from Rachel for Charlotte or indeed for Richard?
Did you want a guinea pig or was it foisted on you because there weren't any like rabbits available or
I think the guinea pig might be a bit of a MacGuffin here. The sneezing is what we're talking about. So.
Charlotte, have you ever foisted one of your guinea pigs?
No.
Clarkie, any questions for Richard or for Charlotte?
Yes. Was the guinea pig...
Guys, seriously... Can we have some more questions about the sneezing and the kind of the locations of the sneezes?
Have you ever heard the guinea pig sneeze? That's cute, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really cute.
Okay.
How much were they? How much did they cost?
They were like 50 quid.
Oh, really?
The guinea pig is not on trial.
Although, I will say this.
50 quid for the pair, but...
Oh, 50 quid for a pair? Well, that's not bad, because you'd pay that much for a cushion, right? So you might as well have a living one.
Absolutely, yeah. Moves itself around.
Would you say the guinea pigs are a metaphor? A metaphor for what?
That's a lovely
bit
of business.
That's why he makes the big bucks.
Can we allow that? Genuine, a metaphor for what?
Well, just like in the story, you know, when you say guinea pig, would you actually mean hopes and dreams?
Oh. It's a very good question.
You can't say that, but
it's a very good question.
Well, he did almost kill us as well once when we were in we were on the motorway in the car and he was sitting in the back and he sneezed and the friend that was driving swerved into moving traffic.
No, your friend nearly killed you. The friend driving the car nearly killed you. Are you of a nervous disposition, Charlotte?
Fine, nothing.
See, yeah. In fact, didn't flinch at all. Rachel, do you have a question?
No.
Good. But I'm glad I checked.
I've got a question for Richu. Bless you.
It's not bad, Tom.
How often would you say you sneeze?
Regularly, once or twice a day.
Richard, I think you might be ill.
Yeah. That is quite a lot of sneezing.
That's an allergy, I think. Are you allergic to guinea pigs? Was it foisted on you instead of a rabbit?
Is there a specific guinea pig allergy? Or is it the same as rabbits?
I don't know as much about guinea pigs as you do, Richard, to be honest with you. I haven't got one and I don't regularly surprise guinea pigs, as you do with your nose.
I think I sneeze when I'm not around them.
Do you carry a hanky?
No.
Tissues?
Whoa.
No.
Do you carry a gun?
Is that enough to go on?
Yeah.
I think it is. Okay, all right. In which case, then I call upon Rachel. You're starting.
Well, I, in the last minute, have written a little rap.
Oh, my God. I absolutely love it.
Could you do quite a slow beat? What, like...
Oh,
like that. Okay. This is close to my heart for one reason. I also do quite ridiculous sneezing. It's unfeasible. It's treason. I do it for attention. I'm not teasing. I sneeze like 10 or 11 times. It is a social crime. Have mercy on the pig, Guinea. Richard, your partner, committed a sin. He knows it's possible to feel as he's approaching. Maybe he needs some coaching. When you start to feel that tingle, say, here it comes, or soon you'll be single.
Push, 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 push.
thing is, it's always a problem for us when someone with a genuine talent comes on the show. But that was absolutely fantastic.
Thanks, I hope it helped. And also, rat.
So close. So close.
Now, Sean, you're up next. You've got a minute. Now, I believe you've actually written a song poem, haven't you? For us. You've written... I saw you scribbling away. The audience can see it. You've got reams of paper in front of you. I can't believe every line's going to rhyme. But...
I've written a rap.
You've written a little rap. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So, and again...
Fuck you, man. You asked me to be here.
Absolutely. You obviously don't have to rap if you don't want to.
Oh, I've got a rap.
You've got a rap. He's got
Rachel,
a rap.
Can I just look at your notes?
Okay. Your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Do you need a beatbox?
The last thing I need is a beatbox.
Okay.
This is Kanye. This is like 808s and Heartbreak Era. Now this is a story all about how my guinea pig got thrown from the ground. And if you sit right there, I'll tell you all about how a sneeze made a thing happen that should have happened. In West London, born and raised, these guinea pigs were pricks from the beginning of day. Hanging out the basketball court, bullying kids, denying the Holocaust, punching all fans. All they needed was a big old sneeze. A man to come in and give them a big loud kick up the arse. He gave them a big sneeze, they went to the sky. They sort themselves out, and now they're cool guys.
Oh, Sean McLaughlin.
Honest question, will that make the edit? Because I kind of zoned out for a minute there.
I'm afraid it has to. My favourite line in that was a big loud kick up the arse. Okay, so Charlotte, probably not what you were hoping for, but how do you think it's going so far?
Yeah, quite well. Although we did actually buy the guinea pigs off an extremely racist woman in Forest Hills.
Do tell.
Kind of hit on something racist there.
Guinea makes sense that they would have those views.
Yeah, I know. So I don't know how you could have known that.
Richard, how do you think it's going?
Better than expected.
Really?
Wow.
You had incredibly low expectations.
He didn't have very high hopes for this. Let's move on to Ben. You're going to conclude the case for the prosecution. Now, remember, you're on Charlotte's side. Your minute begins now.
Well. I genuinely connect with this because my girlfriend also has very loud sneezes, and it sends me into a rage. I'm genuinely happy that someone else has come forward with this complaint because I can't really control when it happens. I'm genuinely upset with her for doing it.
So you can't control your temper?
I can't control my temper.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, I mean, I don't do it. I just get like a bit peeved.
Ten seconds, Clarky.
Like, oh. I think basically the moral of the story for me is I should get guinea pigs so then I've got something to blame that on. Because at the moment...
I don't think you've understood the story. But go on, so you've got something to blame it on.
Well, it's all about guinea pigs, right?
Well, how would you blame the sneeze? She's not saying Richard's claiming it's the guinea pigs.
No. I don't mean that. But I mean, at the moment, when she sneezes, I get angry, but there's no, like...
Oh, you've got something to take it out on. Oh,
No. What? I'm not going to kill a guinea pig.
You want a guinea pig Christ to punch. Alive, we all want a guinea pig to punch. No, I completely understand.
No.
Okay, so to conclude the case for the defence...
Wow.
No, it's fair enough.
You think you know a guy.
No.
You just want an animal to like boot against the wall.
Guys,
understand.
No.
Foist an animal.
Sorry, I apologise. Clarky, we'll let you finish. What are you actually trying to say?
Just saying that what I want to do is buy a rabbit and punch it.
Okay, fair enough.
No.
That's fair.
We understand. Now, Tom, you've got a minute to conclude the case for the defence. Now, are you going to do it as yourself, do you think?
No, I'm going to be doing it in the style of a deep south defence lawyer.
Oh, yes.
From a John Grisham novel.
No way.
Yes, Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Well, Fanshawe Standen is presiding and indeed providing. And okay.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury,
Yeah, we've heard a lot of big words here today from them there fancy lawyers over there from the city with their fast music and all that bum bum butcher. Hell, kids are today listening to that noise. Hell, round here we simple folk. We ain't no shouting, no rhyming words over there like them there heathens. We church-going people. We music of the Lord. We gospel. Let me tell you a time. Oh, my goodness, a good old time. There was a man lived in this town. Oh, my goodness. You know the song. Don't get singing along now. We're in court. I'll see you on Sunday morning. Let me get one thing straight round here. People talking about them there animals. Them noises. Hell, we country folk. Hell, you probably forget the story of Jackson Boy. Remember that him there Jackson boy there? Hell, he could hog a pig as far as market.
He could hog a pig?
He could hog a pig as quiet as market. I said it once, I'll say it again.
Well, you said it two different ways as well.
Oh, quietly, quietly. You know what I'm talking about. Hell, they don't understand there in the city. Never hogged a pig to market in their life. Noises, animals, country life. Oh, there was a time. See you on Sunday. No further questions, Your Honor.
Wow. No further questions. Which is a real shame because I've got tons of questions, but no
there
further
was
questions.
A man, oh my goodness. I love that.
It's a real earworm.
Yeah.
You can be singing it for the rest of the week. Now, I can't adjudicate, unfortunately, because I'm too excited about attending a very exciting workshop organised by the promoters of the Laugh Out London Festival. Maximise Your Brand will be hosted by Katie Brand, Joe Brand and Russell Kane. Tickets are a snip at £400. That's tomorrow, 7 a.m. So instead, I call upon our Laugh Out London audience to decide. If you think Ben and Rachel, and therefore Charlotte, is in the right, I would like you to applaud now. That's very strong, actually. That's very strong. But if you think that Tom, or indeed Fanshawe, and Sean, and Richard, they had the best case with his loud sneezes, please applaud now.
Oh, no, no, no.
No, that's just one man, very loud.
Yeah,
that's
just one. In which case, I think it's going to go to Charlotte. Congratulations.
Robbed.
I don't know what the solution is, but I think we're going to have to...
Someone shout Brexit.
Someone shouted Brexit, yes.
That's it.
It's happening increasingly at our gigs, but... So what are we going to do about Richard? We don't really know. Presumably just remove his vocal cords.
Yeah.
Yep, have them surgically removed, and then you won't have the problem anymore.
Have them replaced with a guinea pig.
The dream.
Yeah, no, I don't know what a guinea pig
that's
is.
So, clearly, yeah. So, folks, we're nearly at the end of the show, but do not despair, as there are plenty more events coming up at the Laugh Out London Festival.
Yes.
In fact, there is one the promoters have asked me to promote. Tomorrow night, Ed Gamble will be hosting a night of poker, roulette and blackjack. Join Ed Gamble for Ed's Casino Night. Tomorrow, 10 p.m. Let's hear the quickfire round jingle.
This is the quick fire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why I think we all can agree it should have a short introduction.
Ooh, I second that motion.
But not today, because this is a very important quickfire jingle. Today is actually the 25th year anniversary of the quickfire round.
Oh, is it now?
We've been doing this for 25 years.
it certainly feels that way. So as a treat, we thought we could review some of the best quick-fire round introductions. Remember that one that was supposed to be short, but it went on for a long time? Oh yes, that was a classic. And there was also that one where I sang it a little bit flat. Do you remember that one? I sing them all flat. It's your thing. And also, do you remember that one where you thought that we should have finished, but then we just carried on with a long introduction? Ooh, I think that one was my favourite. That was in the 80s. We were drunk and in the hacienda. And do you remember in the 70s recording at Woodstock? Oh, and Jimmy did that famous guitar solo on the quick fire round. What a 25 years it's been. And here's to the next 25. But let's get on with the quick fire round.
Happy birthday to the quickfire round.
25 years.
25 today.
Amazing.
Congratulations. Who knew? Well,
who knew?
In this quickfire round, all the questions were asked. 26 years now.
And do you remember in 1993 when we did the quickfire round with Baby D? Do you remember Baby D? She was the one who sang Let Me Be Your Fantasy. And the B-side was, of course, the quickfire jingle. And then in 98, when Liam and Noel came on board, and Rob, I don't know where we're going with this, let's just get on with the quickfire round.
So, in this quickfire round, all the questions will have answers that are fused together. So, instead of buzzers, I'd like you to shout out your first name. Ben and Rachel, let's hear that now.
Ben. Rachel.
And Tom and Sean.
Tom.
Sean.
I tell you what.
Razor Sean.
For a bit of fun, why don't we have portmanteau versions of your names? How's that?
Tarry.
No.
Between our names.
Between yours and Sean. Yeah,
torn.
Yes.
Torn. Nothing's right, I'm torn. You're all out of faith.
We've got Torn and Som here, and we've got...
Raris.
Bachel.
Bachel.
Bachel and Wren, I guess it was.
Bit of fun.
Yeah, bit of fun.
It is a bit of fun, isn't it?
Bit of fun. Bit of fun.
It seems that way.
We had a chat, producer Ben said, will that work? And he said, yeah. And I said, yeah, probably will. And we were wrong. But you know what? Something you've got to admit that, haven't you? We were wrong. Dead wrong on that one, dead wrong. Let's stick with Tom, Sean, Rachel and Ben, shall we? Dead wrong. We won't sleep tonight, Ben and I, in our big double bed. You know, he'll be tossing and turning, I'll be covered in a thin sheen of sweat, and I'll be like, was it the portmanteau names? He'll be like, yeah, yeah. We'll try and make love, but our hearts won't be in it. So the first question. What do you get when you fuse the mascot for Frosty's cereal and one of the most successful golfers of all time?
Tony the Tiger, Rachel!
I'm going to give you, Rachel, let's hear the answer.
Tony the Tiger Woods.
Correct. What do you get when you fuse the band who recorded the album Rumours with the biggest fast food chain in the world?
Tom.
Tom.
Fleetwood McDonald's.
Absolutely correct. What do you get when you fuse the band who sang Karma Police with the person who runs a school?
Tom.
Tom.
Radiohead teacher.
I'm going to give it to you. What do you get when you fuse the split personality character created by Robert Louis Stevenson with a kids game involving looking for hidden people?
Tom. Jekyll and Hyde and Seek.
Absolutely right.
I love this shit!
What do you get when you fuse a marmalade-loving bear from darkest Peru with a survivalist who tortured celebrities on an island?
Rachel.
Paddington Bear Grylls. Yes, it was Paddington Bear Grylls, yes. What do you get when you fuse Prince Harry's brother with Noel from Oasis's brother?
Tom. William.
Give us the whole name.
Prince William Gallagher.
Absolutely correct. What do you get when you fuse the wife of Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain with the ITV2 dating show filmed in Mallorca?
Rachel. Courtney Love Island.
Absolutely correct. What do you get when you fuse What do you get when you fuse the Village People's biggest hit with the Jackson 5 song about the alphabet?
Sean. I wasn't listening.
Ben. Wait, Village People's biggest hit.
The Village People's biggest hit. Because I'd love for Sean to get one, just for, you know, otherwise he won't sleep. What do you get when you fuse the Village People's biggest hit with the Jackson 5 song about the alphabet?
YMCABC.
Absolutely correct. That, Sean McLaughlin
here. That is a mashup waiting to happen.
What do you get when you fuse a nursery rhyme about a trio of disabled rodents with some Ben and Jerry's?
Tom. Three Blind Mice Cream.
Correct. What do you get when you fuse a 70s sitcom featuring Frank Spencer with a leading suffragette?
Tom. Some mothers do Emily Pankhurst.
Rachel.
Hang on a second. That's not quite correct, yeah.
Some mothers do have Emily Pankhurst.
Thank you very much. Not some mothers do Emily Pankhurst. That's a very
different...
The
worst bit was there was I thought, oh shit, I've got her name wrong. I was like, oh no.
What do you get when you fuse a film about dinosaurs with the gold chest that contained the Ten Commandments?
Tom. Jurassic Park of the Covenant.
Lovely stuff. What do you get when you fuse the Netflix makeover show featuring Jonathan Van Ness with Paris's most famous landmark?
Rachel. Queer Eiffel Tower.
Queer Eiffel Tower is correct. What do you get when you fuse... There's so many of these. What do you get when you fuse Dickens' novel about an orphan boy with a large city in Turkey?
Tom. Oliver Twist and Bull.
Final one. What do you get when you fuse a BBC One series where celebs learn about their ancestors and a 70s sitcom starring John Inman and Molly Sugden?
Hang on.
Sean.
Who do you think you are, you big sir?
Yes. Correct! Well, that was our quickfire round. There is just time for plugs. Does anyone have anything they want to plug? Sean, do you want to plug having just done Edinburgh?
Get a time machine, go back to August.
You're not taking the show on tour?
Yeah. I am. Come. I don't know when. It'll be in February, probably.
Fantastic. Yes, of course.
Is there one more thing? By this point, I have actually got a new podcast that will be out by then.
Oh, fantastic.
What's it called? Sean and Elliot Read the Bible. And it's not a joke. Me and my friend Elliot are reading the Bible. That's great. And we're turning it into a podcast, so...
Sounds like direct competition with us. So, Rachel, are you on tour? Are you doing any of that kind of stuff?
I have got tour dates available, solo tour dates in spring 2019, and Ostentatious.
Yes.
My improv show is on in the West End once a month in November, December, January, always.
Are you at the Savoy? Is that right?
That's right, the Savoy. So check out Savoy Sundays, Ostentatious.
And where can we download your rap album?
So this is the most exciting part of the show, I think, because I genuinely don't know how this is going to go. Very strong final round from Parry and Sean, but how has it affected the scores? Producer Ben, what are the scores at the end of the show?
Ben and Rachel have 51.5. Tom and Sean have 62.
Oh! So Ben and Rachel have to change the fuse while Sean and Tom get to drink some booze in the dark. Thanks to our guests, Sean McLaughlin and Rachel Paris. We've been Pappy. See you next time on Flatshare Slamdown! Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown featured Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry with special guests Sean McLaughlin and Rachel Paris. It was devised by Pappy's producer Ben Walker. Big thanks to everyone who came down to see the recording. To Gwyn Reece Davis for helping out. To Orange Bar, the British Comedy Guide. And to Laugh Out London Festival for having us. Do go and see shows there. Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown is a plus production for the British Comedy Guide and the internet. Cheers everyone. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.